Anyway, completely different, but I'm going to try my hand at physics now, which I'm not usually very good at. But physicists at the University of Pittsburgh have created an entirely new form of matter, and they published their results in the journal Science this week. Now, unfortunately, it's not actually a form of chocolate with no calories in. I'm still waiting for that one. But the new matter is called a polariton superfluid, and it combines the characteristics of laser light with the world's best electrical superconductors. Now, to create this new type of matter, the scientists basically filled a little nanoparticle cage with tiny energy particles called polaritons. And because you've trapped them in this tiny cage, it slows them down. And this means they actually come together and start to act in a coordinated way as a single energy wave, rather than like a load of particles just bouncing about all over the place. Now, this wave, and as we know that light is a wave and a particle, the wave produces light similar to laser light, but actually using a lot less energy. And the researchers also found that the energy could move around from point to point within the superfluid. And this is similar to the situation you get in superconductors, which are really highly efficient electrical conductors.
So how are we going to use it?
Well, there's 2 points to this. Now, normally, experiments like this have to be done at really, really low temperatures. We're talking like minus hundreds of degrees, because superfluids and superconductors are very unstable. But this new polariton superfluid seems to be much more stable. And in fact, the lead scientist, Professor David Smoke, thinks that he could probably even do it at room temperature. Now, it's still quite esoteric physics at the moment, but in the future, you could transfer light through solid matter. You could move energy around. So this could be really useful for building, you know, super fast computers or for communication technologies.
We made light of that one. Thanks, Kat. It's The Naked Scientists of Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. Don't forget, this week we're talking about the science of the atmosphere. We'll be finding out from Aberystwyth University's John Grattan about what was the worst atmospheric pollution event in history. Have you any clues what that could be? We'll find out from him coming up very shortly. Also, we'll be hearing from the British Antarctic Survey's Jonathan Shanklin, who is one of the team who discovered the hole in the ozone layer in the mid-1980s. But what is the chemistry of ozone? How does it protect the Earth? And has that ozone hole got worse, got smaller? Are the mechanisms we've put in place to try and tackle the problem actually working? That's all on the way. If you want to have a go at having a chance to win a wonderful book we've got from Gabriel Walker from New Scientist magazine, it's called An Ocean of Air. That's the new book. It's all about how the atmosphere actually works. There's also a copy of Naked Science, my book. We've got an atmospheric teaser for you this week. What we want to know is what percentage of the air at the top of Mount Everest is oxygen, and the person with the closest answer is going to win.
The Naked Scientists, supported by the Wellcome Trust.